try and put that in any sort of words?
You can't, Michael. After they were 4 points up and we got the black card, I thought we were done and buried. Between the 50th minute and the 60th minute, that 10-minute spell just went by like that. And there was multiple times I thought the game was, as I said, done and buried. But the point Michael Warnock got to bring it back to a one-kick game was absolutely huge. Our shot selection all day was terrible. But we just get on with it. Short-term memory. Forget about those misses and focus on what we can control. And what we could control was the next kick out, the next attack, that sort of way. And it shows the character this team has. I was lucky just to get on the end of it and put my foot through it, and we kicked on from there. But here, we're all Ireland champions. It's a pretty good feeling. Yeah, it's just one of those moments that you just play on instinct. I was free and Cunliffe was able to find me with a pass. It was a difficult pass to find, and as I said, played on instinct. And that's what you've got to do in those occasions.
And finally, what feeling to win in Crewe Park?
I definitely questioned over the last 12 months of would we ever get there, especially with Derry as well. Like, although I didn't say that, you those thoughts go through your mind 100%, but me and this man, Saeed, can say we're all Ireland champions now.
Yeah, it was unreal, you know, and hey, look at it, it was a strange game for us, and that, you know, nearly, I said to someone else, we nearly saved our worst last. You know, we just couldn't get going at all, you know, and even when Conor's in there with you know, 3 or 4 points down with five, whatever minutes left, he thought it was gone, but it's nearly a greater testament to him that he didn't give up, that he was still able to make those big plays, and that's just pure leadership, you know. And just that was the thing that, you know, we pride ourselves on, that no matter how bad things are going, we just keep working, we keep working for each other, you know. We keep trying to make those good decisions, and look at it wasn't looking good, but just the character shown through at the end, and the goal was obviously a massive turning point, and look at just the lady over the line.
And one thing you spoke about, the big Kilmacud game, and trying to get focused for the final, and you looked very nervous, like, you were renowned for keeping possession, you were kicking the game on the sideline. What was half-time like? Was it like redemption time? Or?
It was funny because you're exactly right in that we were disappointed with the way we were playing. The goal we got in the lead at the half-time was a crucial score because it took the what was maybe a point in half-time. And we're supposed to, it was a good enough position we ended that we knew that we hadn't played well and we were still right in the game, and we felt there was a lot more in us. Now obviously their goal area on the second half gave us a mountain to climb again, and we had plenty of possession but we just weren't making best use of it. But you know, when the longer the game went on, it was getting, you know, a wee bit more frustrating. But that was the thing. We you know, we all, as I said, we'll keep going right to the end, and we got our reward for today. And I suppose to get back to your point, you know, we didn't feel that Kilmacud. We knew that the Kilmacud game had a sort of a lot of attention on it. You know, that we had to get really focused on St Bridget's, and St Bridget's came in a great way. You know, and they're a quality team, as they showed out there. Hey, and possibly we were a wee bit nervous because you know the way that you can mask it all you want, but after losing one All Ireland final, you don't want to lose a second one, you know. So there possibly was a wee bit of nerves there as well, you know. And so look at just delighted to get over the line and end up.
Finally, where does that dramatic day along the line rank in your career along the line?
Look, there's been a lot of dramatic days, and it's hard to rank one against the other. But I suppose just, you know, after last year and the way it ended, and the way, to be honest, this year nearly started with last year, because last year after the game there was a lot of talk about the game and what happened and one thing and all, and the one thing the club was really united, and the club came and said whatever the players and the management want, that's what we'll do, and we'll be full 100% behind you. There's a lot of talk from different sources, and a lot of people on the outside were giving their top ones worth and one thing and all. But we always said that whatever was the right thing for the club, we do, and we followed through on that. And I think it's strengthened the whole club this year. It meant that everybody was going forward together. A lot of tough battles along the way. It looked as if we were going to come up short again, but maybe it was that, just that wee bit of desire and hunger that got us across the line and end up.
Thanks.